Dog Works Training Centers, professional dog training in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska, presents Mush You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush You Huskies is part of Twine Group Media and is syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Gordo.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Mush You Huskies. My name is Robert Forto, hosting from Willow, Alaska. And tonight we are continuing our dog driving dynasties. Tonight is Scotty Allen, and here is Michelle.
Scotty Allen journeyed to Alaska, attracted by news of the gold strike and the Klondike. Around him were men of action from many different countries, dependent on, in a large measure, upon animals. It was not long before Allen had a wife, a baby, and a dog team, and with his uncanny knack with animals, was well on his way to being a first-class dog puncher. His first leader was named Dubby, a Mackenzie River Husky from the stock of the Hudson's Bay Company. Dubby led the team the day his venturesome owner decided to sledge across the Bering Strait to Russia. While in Russia, Allen visited some Siberian Eskimos and then headed back to Nome, impressed with the self-sufficiency of those people. Scotty Allen joined with Judge Albert Fink and other Nome citizens to organize the All-Alaska Sweepstakes, the first official series of sled dog races anywhere. From these races emerged a new kind of hero in the far north, the racing sled dog driver. In preparation for these 408-mile nonstop races, Allen put his team and himself into training. He watched everybody's diet, gave up smoking, and even practiced going without sleep. He must have done something right. For the first 8 years of the sweepstakes, Scotty Allen never finished lower than third and had 3 firsts and 3 seconds to his credit. His team consisted of lop-eared freighting dogs, mongrels, and he was proud of their ability on the racing trails. In more than one race, however, Allen could look back over his shoulder and see John Iron Man Johnson's long string of Siberians slowly gaining on him. Johnson led a team of culls from Fox Ramsey's other two imported Siberian Husky teams to a record-setting win for him in 1910. The handwriting was on the wall for the mixed-breed freighting teams. Johnson's Siberians beat Allen's team by 9 hours in 1914, and then Leonard Sepala and his Siberians wrapped it all up in the final 3 of the sweepstakes.
That was Michelle talking about Scotty Allen on Dog Driving Dynasties on Mush You Huskies. If you like what you hear, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search Dog Works Radio or visit our website at dogworksradio.com. See you on the trail. Goodbye.
Team Aneke and Robert Forto are training for the Iditarod and are looking for corporate and individual sponsors to help chase this dream. Running the race is the easy part. Proper year-round care can cost upwards of $30,000. From feeding, vet care, travel to races, and more, we give the dogs the best. There are several sponsorship levels to choose from. Check out our website at teamaneke.com. We will see you on the trail. Mush, you Huskies! Gee-haw!